Welcome to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I'm estate planning attorney Richard Chamberlain, and in this podcast, I'm going to guide you through important estate planning topics so you can make sure that your estate plan will protect those you love and preserve what you have. I'm glad you're here, so let's get started. Hi, this is Richard Chamberlain, and welcome back to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. This is episode number 80. Today we're talking about how to sell your home if it's in a revocable trust. When you set up a revocable trust, you will typically name yourself as the initial trustee. If you're married, then you and your spouse are the initial trustees. You put your home into that trust, or really any real estate into that trust. You deed it to yourself or yourselves as trustees of the trust. So when you go to sell that house or that apartment building or whatever it is, you sign a deed to your new buyers as trustees. Now, there is going to be an additional requirement. In Ohio, we call that a memorandum of trust. In Michigan, it's a certification of trust. That is a document that's going to be required by the title company that shows that the trust is still in existence, that you are the current trustee of the trust, and the trust gives you the required powers to deal with the real estate, to sell the real estate, to transfer the real estate. Whatever the trust powers are regarding real estate, those are generally set out in that memorandum of trust or the certification of trust. The idea there is the title company needs to know that the person who signed this deed as trustee is actually the trustee, and they have the authority under the trust document to deal with the real estate. So it's a pretty simple process, just the deed as trustee and the additional recording of the memorandum or the certification of trust, and you transfer the property to your buyers just like you would any other property. So I hope that's helpful for you today. Next week, we're going to be looking at how to sell a home if it's in an irrevocable trust. So I hope you'll join us then. If you have any questions about this topic, if you have questions about setting up your own revocable trust, or you have questions about how to sell real estate that's in your trust, and if you're in Ohio or in Michigan, reach out to us. Our contact information is in the show notes, and we'll see you again next week. Thanks. So that's it for this episode of the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I hope you found our deep dive into the world of estate planning and estate administration to be helpful. For more information and tons of additional free resources, visit our website, chamberlain-law.net. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time.